This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
And we're joined right now by Brett Bone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Brett, also the host of the Brett Bone podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports every week. So when did travel start getting really, really nice in Major League Baseball? Were you around for that, Brett? Because now it's pretty sweet. It's all four seasons and private jets, but at some point you flew commercial and just stayed at kind of the regular hotels. When did that all change?
Now, Ben, how old do you think I am?
All right, so then you were already your dad didn't get the good travel.
No.
Second, well, your grandpa didn't get the good travel then.
Now we're talking. Gramps, those are back in the day from grandpa. So they used to travel by train, and he'd be hanging out with all the umpires would travel with him. So he told me how he buddied up with all, and it's amazing. I got to the big leagues, and there were some, you know, offspring of some umpires in my dad's or my grandpa's generation, and they'd be like, hey, my dad talks about your grandpa. He was the greatest. And I was just thinking, good, give me that pitch 2 inches off the outside corner. Yep. Or on the outside corner, that's a ball. So there were some perks to being Gramps' grandson. But, yeah, the travel has definitely changed. We always had it nice. The one story I do remember is I get called up in 92 first time in Baltimore. I head to Baltimore. I pull in, you know, I'm in AAA. We're living in vagabonds and wherever we could get a pillow and a bed. And I get to the big leagues and I pull in and I got this massive, like, three-room suite. And I'm going, big leagues is nice, you know. And, you know, there was champagne and welcoming me to the big leagues. And I'm going, this is great. Well, I didn't think about it. There's really not, like, 30 or 40 suites in every town for the ball players. That was just a one-time welcome to the big league thing. Next trip, we went to Boston. I had a roommate. And I'm going, what is that? Now, that's back when there were roommates. Yeah. My dad had a roommate for a long time. Rookies definitely had a roommate. But now, everything's as first class as you could imagine. And private planes everywhere you go. In Seattle, we had the best because we had our own private plane. And it was built for, you know, they were all first class seats in the back and card tables. And yeah, we had a really good.
I bet it was a Boeing, right? It was right there.
Yeah, so right there
for you.
But it was Allen's plane, the owner of the Seahawks. Oh. We would lease it from him for the season, and we had our own plane. And it was not, you know, a dark time, 9/11. We were the first plane up because it was a private plane. Because most teams, they charter, you know, for Delta, American, whatever it may be. But if you've got your own private plane, you're treated like a private plane. You see what I'm saying? And that goes with customs and all that stuff. It's like, no, this is a private plane. It's not a Delta chartered plane. So there is a difference. And a lot of teams, especially the other sports, the basketball teams, football teams, just because of the size of the athletes, they need kind of special planes. And a lot of them have their own plane.
That's incredible. Talking to Brett Boone here on Ben and Woods on a Big League Wednesday. And Booney, so we're about a month into the season. Now, take me into the mind of the everyday player right now. What, 30 days in, month in? The luster has certainly worn off from the beginning of the season, right?
Sure.
If your team got off to a good start, you know, you're feeling pretty good and ready to go. If you're the Colorado Rockies, it just there's no light at the end of that tunnel.
Dog days of April
for these guys going into May. But I would imagine, but you tell me, the body is starting to bark a little bit after about a month.
Well, now a month, you're still, especially when you're in a Padres position where you're 18-11, you're one of the best teams in baseball, you're feeling great. You're kind of on a cloud right now. Like, no, I'm not worried about anything. I'm worried about, you know, they need to get healthy. There's some key players that are out. You know, we talk about Maryland, Cronenworth, you got to rise back last night. Yu Darvish hopefully coming in May. That's going to be a big help to that starting rotation, who's done great so far. But no, at this stage of the game now, you're just getting loose. You're not worried about it. You're off to a real good start in a real good division. Amazing how good this division is. I knew the Padres were going to be good. We all know the Dodgers were going to be good. Arizona was going to be better, but who knew about the San Francisco team and how good of a start they were going to get off to? So this is going to be probably the best division in baseball and going to be competitive all year. I think you got a minimum of three playoffs team coming out of this division. But right now, all these players a month in. Now, Colorado, their bodies might be hurting right now. It seems the worse you do, man, coming to the ballpark, it just doubles everything you're feeling because you know you're in for a long year. They're going to lose 110-plus games of the White Sox of a year ago. And the White Sox this year aren't very good, but they're glad to see Colorado around, so all the focus isn't on them. They're going to have a long year. And all you need to do is when you play them, you got to take advantage of that if you're the opponent.
Speaking of injuries, Mooney, what's the real thought in a clubhouse when a team suffers a bunch of injuries? I know what they tell us, and that is next man up. Hey, we don't even think about it. If you're in the lineup, you just got to perform that day. But then last night after the game, Xander has his big game, and the first thing he goes, hey, really good to get, you know, a rise, and Hayward back in the lineup makes a real difference. Well, what's the real feeling when you know, hey, we got three regulars down out of our lineup? How do you handle that?
Three, maybe four.
As a big leaguer.
Well, yeah, it depends who the team is. You know, if you're it's tough to give an example. If you're the Dodgers and one of your stars go down, it's not a big deal. You've got stars all over the place. I think Padres similar. You know, you've got some big boys down right now. But at the same time, you got Tatis, Machado, Bogart still in the lineup. So it's not as big a deal for a stacked team, a team that's got some depth to it. You know, I think of the Dodgers when you think of the pitching. You know, Blake Snell and Glasnow are down, but they're not worried about it. Two Cy Young guys are down in their rotation, but they've got plenty of backup, so they can weather that storm. So it all depends on the team you're on, the year, the depth that you have on your roster. You know, if you're a Yankee and Aaron Judge goes down, well, now that's trouble.
Yeah.
To me, that's the best player in baseball, especially from the offensive side. So it all depends on the team and what you have backup. When some of your key guys go down, and the thinner you are, you know, more important that you stay up. That's why I think the Dodgers are different than everybody else because of their depth. You know, in a day and age in 2025 where injuries are not a big deal, it seems like they're a dime a dozen. Guys getting injured more than ever before. I think more than any time in the history of baseball, it's important to stay healthy. The team that stays healthy seems to be getting a seat at the table come playoff time.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Booney, switching gears a little bit, wanted to ask you about the incident last night with Nick Pivetta and Andrew, oh, God dang it, Patrick Bailey. You know, back in when you played, you could actually steal signs. You could be on second base and say, oh, I got it. I know what they're doing here. You could relay.
Right.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you guys talked about it pregame. Now
with caution.
Do what now?
With caution.
With caution, right? So you did it with caution. Yeah, I think you've mentioned before there are a couple of stories back in the day, but like now with PitchCom, you know, you got to look into a guy's glove and maybe you can pick up a split finger grip or a two seam grip or whatever and relay
right,
it. When you say with caution, you saw Pivetta kind of charge off the mound. He was pretty pissed last night, but isn't it on him to do a better job of not tipping his pitches?
Absolutely. And my dad talked about that a lot. He said, you know, if back before PitchCom, you know, you got to, if I'm at first base and I get my lead and I can peek in and that catcher's being lazy and leaving that right knee open and I can see a sign and I get it. I see off speed for me, who wasn't a big base stealer. Maybe that's the time I go. So
yeah.
I'm going to get every advantage I can get. My dad, I said, would that piss you off? He goes, yeah, it would piss me off, but I'd be pissed at myself for allowing you to even get the sign.
Yep.
Said, if I think you're stealing the signs, I need to do a better job with my cadence. With PitchCom, it's virtually impossible. You can give location from second base, but it's really tough. And the real astute guys, and I played with some guys that were really good at picking up tells. I wasn't one of those guys.
You said McLemore. Mark McLemore was really good at it.
McLemore, if he came to me and whispered in my ear, Booney, I got the signs. Do you want them? I trust Mac. So I say, absolutely. If somebody else on the team, and they'll remain unnamed, said, Booney, I think I got the signs. I'm like, well, why don't you keep them to yourself? Because I can't risk it. I was always nervous about giving them. But if somebody gave me what was going on in a cadence or something, I could tell what the pitch was coming. I felt an obligation to my team to relay it, but I was always paranoid because I know as a second baseman, I'm watching you like a hawk. And if I think you're relaying my signs to the hitter, we've got a big problem. You're going to wear one in your ear hole.
Yes.
The same is true today. I mean, do it at your own,
peril. Yeah.
With caution, because if I catch you, you are going to get drilled, and you have to accept that going in. I always accepted it. If I'm out there and I'm going to relay a sign and I get caught, next time up I might wear one in the ribs, and I'm not fighting. I'm going to first base. I'm tipping my cap. I'm saying, all right, are we square?
Yep.
And we're square, and life goes on. But that's a part of the game. It's always been a part of the game.
Love it.
And it's kind of those unwritten rules. Yeah, is it legal? I don't know if there's any print that says it's illegal, but it's something we always do. It's gaining that edge wherever you can. And I know, like Flannery, when he was the third base coach, he's got to be real careful because we'll sit there, especially nowadays with cameras, and you're giving signs. I mean, other coaches will study your coach's signs from the camera angle, and they'll have all that feedback. And if they can decipher and break it down, that's a little bit of an edge that we all try to get. All the teams are doing it, always have, always will. But if you get caught, you're going to wear one in the ribs, and you should.
Yeah, I love it.
Booney, we saw the Dodgers with a 13-run lead throwing Hernandez to pitch. Did you ever get that call at the end of a game or any of your teammates? Any stories on position players going into pitch?
By the way, you guys all wanted to do it, right? Because that's the sense that I get is they all go, Coach, let me pitch.
Yeah, but they'd always give it to a utility player. You know, they'd never let Barry Larkin, they'd never let Griffey pitch because it's like, no, you're too important. Not to say I was Ken Griffey, but they're always going to let a utility.
Did those guys still ask?
They still ask?
Of course we all want to do it. And you'll see, if you're a regular player your whole career and you get to the end of your career, they'll let you. They'll let you in because they're like, he's only got so many more bullets left in the chamber. If he blows out his arm, it's no big deal. He's old now. But, it was interesting. I saw the highlights of Kiki pitching. I'll tell you what, he's become kind of a character.
He is. He's just a bit master for them.
Yeah. He, he's, Yeah, he's big. I mean, he's a big box office draw for being a guy that's not even in the lineup every day. So he went out, did his thing, actually was pretty impressive with the Eufus pitch and got through that inning. But as a hitter on the other side, you know, put the circus tent up. I hated it. I never liked it. When the position player comes in, I got nothing to gain, and I'd rather just please walk me so I can go to first and not get pissed all night that I just made an out off a position player because I'm supposed to get a hit. There's nothing to gain.
Correct.
And I hated when that happened as a hitter.
Boney, always appreciate it. Great stuff. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Really appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
That was Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Bone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.